Joining us now, Nick Childs from the BBC World Service from Bush House in London. He's the World Affairs correspondent. Nick, let's try to get some clarity on a story this morning that we've been following. General Abdel Fattah Younis was shot along with two of his aides in Libya. General Younis was at one point the number two to Muammar Gaddafi. He defected to be a part of the rebellion in Libya. What do you make of his assassination, and is there any claim of responsibility at this point?
Well, John, I think it's difficult to get clarity at the moment. Unfortunately, because of his history, as you mentioned there, there are a long list of potential suspects. And the very fact that the rebel government to which he was serving is being very coy about the circumstances up to now, it's difficult to know exactly who or what was behind it and why and what the potential implications are. There are his former friends. There are those within the rebel movement who doubted his loyalty to some extent. There are tribal issues out there, and there are also the fact that there are military rivalries within the rebel movement, all of which lead to a long list of suspects.
Nick Childs, let's, without getting into speculation, I mean, essentially the confusion here relates to the fact that over his history, General Abdel Fattah Younis may have been working for intelligence agencies, may have been a double agent within the Gaddafi government, and perhaps even now is suspected of being that leading up to his assassination. Is that a reasonable sort of a place to begin to look to resolve the confusion?
That's certainly one of the lines of speculation, and unless the National Transitional Council, the rebels, come up with more clear-cut answers. Certainly there were those who said that they, to some extent, doubted his defection, which came very early on. The Gaddafi government did denounce him in lots of ways, but there were other elements of the Gaddafi government which actually fueled those suggestions that maybe he was playing a double game to add to the confusion within the National Transitional Council. Of course, until all this is sorted out, if you like, it will raise questions about A, the credibility of the National Transitional Council, and also for the US, the British and other governments who've put a lot of credibility into and invested a lot of credibility in the rebel movement. There will be more questions asked about just what they, the West, know about this rebel movement.
We're talking to Nick Childs from the BBC. He's a BBC World Affairs correspondent. And one of the interesting things, you kind of alluded to it there, Nick, is that in a state like Libya, which has a long-standing sort of history of, you know, absolute control by Muammar Gaddafi, but also a sense of complete paranoia within its political structure. Gaddafi, all he needs to do is suggest that the rebel movement has been infiltrated, and people will believe it, even if Abdel Fattah Younis wasn't actually working for Gaddafi, right?
No, I think that's right, and it was one of the problems very early on, and indeed the former U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates more or less said this at the beginning, that there were a handful of people maybe at the top that the West, the United States government knew a little bit about, but there was very little clarity on what the overall movement has been, and it remains a fact that there is a fractured rebel movement. Really, there is no rebel army; it's very disparate. So that's one of the continuing problems.
A characterization there of the vulnerability of the rebel movement in Libya with the assassination of General Younis, General Abdel Fattah Younis, a former interior minister who defected to the rebels, shot dead this morning. Nick Childs, thanks so much.